Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along, everybody, to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. Two Irish meetings for you to look forward to on Sunday from Limerick and Bellewstown. And it's the 8-race card from Bellewstown, which is the subject of our podcast, the third day of the meeting from Bellewstown. My name is Sam Norris, and I'm joined on the line by Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Sam. You all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Yeah, are you?
I'm good. I'm in good form, yeah.
Yeah, it's as I say, it's an 8-race card we've got from Bellewstown. You looking forward to the day's racing?
Yeah, it's competitive, isn't it? Plenty of runners, as you said, third day of their three-day festival. And there's been one or two patterns developing over the last two or three days, so hopefully we can secure a few, you know, a little bit of profit on the third and final day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll start with the first race of the day, the 220, a 2 mile, 1 furlong maiden hurdle, this one. And the parishioner holds the lead at the head of the betting. He was beaten by just half a length last time out. He's 11-4 in the market this morning. What are his chances, Andy?
They're very bright chances, aren't they? He looked as though he was going to win last time out down in Kilbeggan. He just got outrun in the latter stages by a horse who that was well punted on the day, a horse called Greatness, trained by Tony Martin. And I think that form looks fairly solid. He moves well through his races, and the good ground today and a sharp track will certainly suit him. He's probably just put in a tad shorter than I would have liked from a tipping perspective. There's good money for him this morning as well, so obviously hasn't put too many people off, but 9-4 is probably a bit thin for me, and I much prefer the chances, certainly from an each-way stance, with Poetic Lord from the Desi Hughes stable. Yard going well at the moment. Of course, Indian Icon won for them the other night at Bellewstown. And he was third the other day at Kilbeggan behind Brian's Express in a race that was run at a really strong tempo. And that was his third good run in a row since he's been sent over hurdles. Prior to that, he was fourth in a similarly good race down in Roscommon, won by Ballycorus. And he certainly deserves to get his head in front, certainly not through lack of trying. And I think this is probably one of the weaker races he's contested, to be perfectly honest. I'm not a massive fan of Tulsa Jack. I tipped that horse last time out in Fairy House, and he was disappointing. And he's the same price or slightly shorter than my selection, Poetic Lord, who can be back to 9-2, and I think that's a really good each-way bet to start the meeting off.
OK, then, Poetic Lord, the pick for Andy in the first. We'll move on into the next race, which is the 250, 3 miles the trip. This one, another maiden hurdle. And we've got Rough Justice and Morning Wing installed as joint favourites for this one. They're both 11-4. The traders can't separate them, Andy, can you?
No, I can't. I think this is a real trappy event. Rough Justice is certainly an apt name anyway for what happened to Willie Mullins' charge last time out at Downpatrick, because he was in the process of winning that 2 mile, 6 main hurdle, and unfortunately ran out at the second last when he was going really strongly. It looked as though he wasn't going to shed his maiden tag over hurdles on that particular occasion, so he's got a good chance here to make amends. He's obviously up in trip, but I don't think that will inconvenience him, because he shapes like a stayer. The one I quite like here against him is Wandering Angus, however, a horse who's had quite a few chances, but has certainly been there or thereabouts and knocking at the door in these kind of events in recent times. And he ran right up to his best form the other day down in Kilbeggan when he was just outrunning the latter stages by a well-backed horse, which was, of course, trained by Aidan O'Brien in the shape of King Leon. And the pair of them pulled well clear. He was just softened up a little bit in that race when him and another horse went hell for leather all the way down the back straight in the latter stage of that race. And he just paid for those exertions later on. Hopefully Shane Shorter will give him a little bit more of a chance to sort of, you know, get a breather in at the bends and get a chance to kind of you know, not burn up so much petrol in the hottest part of the race like he did the other day. Isabella with the back at 4-1 this morning, 7-2 William Hill. You know, that looks a fair, again, similar to the first selection, a fair enough each way on a horse that always runs his race.
Okay, then, Wandering Angus in that one for Andy, who is available at 7-2 at the time of recording with us here at William Hill. The next race on the card is the 3:20, 2 miles, 4 furlong, the trip here, a handicap hurdle. And the market leader is Quarton at 5-2, who ran a decent-looking second here at Bellewstown on Friday. What are your thoughts on this one, Andy?
Yeah, it looks as though Gordon Elliott's got this race pretty much signed, sealed and delivered. He's got two improving types heading the market. Of course, Moidor doesn't run, having finished 50 of the night. But Quarton, who was second in that race behind Portrait, a shot winner, of course, of 40 to one shot, gets a chance to gain compensation here. I wouldn't say he was massively unlucky, but, you know, the way he stayed on and given the fact that he was well back suggests that Connections will feel slightly aggrieved that he didn't take that pot that night. And there's a good chance that he'll make amends here. He's up in trip and given that he stays particularly strongly, you know, he should be suited by today's extra 3 furlongs. That arguably was his undoing the other day over that shorter distance. But I certainly think he'll have plenty to think about with his main market rival and stable companion, Vasco Demi, in the lineup. This horse finally shed his maiden tag last time out in Perth. He couldn't have done it any easier. He literally sauntered through that race to win with any amount in hand. The second and the third have both run well subsequently. And prior to that, he was a bit unlucky at Punchestown in a strongly run race when he got going too late. David Condon was on board that day and he rides today. If you gave me a bet in the race at the prices, I'd say Vasco de Mee is a much better option each way than Quarton. And that's the way I'd go. I think 4-1 is not a bad price in a race where Gordon Elliott holds all the aces.
Okay, then Vasco de Mee for Andy in a race that, as you say, is dominated by Gordon Elliott's horses. They're both at the head of the betting. The next race from Bellewstown is the 3:50, 2 mile, 4 furlong. This one, 8 runners down to go to post, and the market looks like this. Ask Vic is the favourite at 7-4. Shield, 3-1. Clara McLeod, 4-1. Bishop's Luff, 5-1. 13-2 for Daffron Seal. And the winner of this race last time out, Aaron Hill Chief, is 10-1. It's 50-1 bar those. What are you looking at in this one?
I'm looking at two things, really, hey Sam, mainly to try and pick the winner and secondly, to highlight the claims, perhaps in another 2 or 3 weeks' time, of Daffron Seal from the Dermot World Stable. I'll get on to him in a second. But the one I want to select here is Shield, a horse who was unlucky to lose the race last time out. Robbie Power obviously weighed in considerably lighter than when he went out onto the racecourse with him. Much to Connections' dismay, having won quite easily and beat a well-gambled on horse called Ben Telemar, he got the race quite rightly taken off of him. But at least it proved he was in good form, and certainly the better ground that day helped this horse, I thought, because prior to that he'd been slightly below par down in Limerick, a track which, of course, when the ground gets soft, can be the undoing of many a good horse. So this decent drying out surface today at Bellewstown has certainly helped this lovely striding, easy-moving son of Dylan Thomas. And hopefully he can finally put that ghost to rest, you know, at the main expense of Ask Vic, who was a decent winner the other day down in Listowel, having travelled well and showed good battling qualities on the running. I think the race is between the two. As I said, Shield is my selection. But the one to keep an eye on for the future is this Daffron Seal, a horse that 3 starts back in 2011, won a very good novices chase at the festival itself. And I thought this horse was definitely earmarked for future Galway glory in the future. But he's obviously had his problems. He hasn't been seen out since he was 6 in the 4 miler behind 2 for 3 at Cheltenham. And this horse looks as though he's going to be teed up for the Galway plate. You know, this looks absolutely blatantly obvious. Dermot Wells' horse is in fantastic form. And with that big race at 2 or 3 weeks, in 2 or 3 weeks' time, just around the corner, a 2.5 mile hurdle race will tee him up perfectly. So just keep your eye on Daffron Seal for the future. But for this afternoon, I'm going to go with Shield.
Okay, fair enough then. A selection for today's racing and a selection for the future there from Andy. We'll go now to the 4:20, 2 mile, 4 furlong. Again, this one, a handicap hurdle. Blaze of Fire is the market leader at 9-2. Who's taking your fancy in this one?
Well, I quite like the chances of a Salacious Sally. Her form figures don't look exactly all that inspiring. You think, well, how on earth is this horse 5-1 favourite? But if you go back to that last race at Sligo, a race where she fell at the second last, it was certainly the first signs that she's about ready to strike over hurdles. She was the only one that day to offer any resistance to the runaway winner, Kill Carry Bridge, who, of course, went on to win subsequently and thus boost the form. This horse travelled really strongly throughout that race, and although she probably would have ended up finishing second to the winner, had she stayed on her feet, that would be by a million miles her best return. And it was noticeable that that good run coincided with the fact that she had the cheek pieces on for the first time. That contraption's on again today. She's only rated 83, and on the evidence what we saw the other day, she could be a bit better than that. And on better ground, around a sharper track, I think Salacious Sally gets the vote in the 4:20.
Okay, fair enough. Salacious Sally then, who is 5-1 with William Hill this morning. The next race on the card is the 4:50, 2 mile 4 furlong, the trip again. Another handicap hurdle, this one. And got two horses here in Diamond Geezer Luke and Valley of the Stars, both 5-1 with us here, and both won last time out. Can either of these follow up?
They're both suited about form, and Diamond Geezer Luke went on to win next time out, having finished a good second in a race which I think is probably the key to this race. And it was the race that my selection, D for Darcy, was third in. Now, D for Darcy, for me, travelled at the best in that race, but he got hampered on several occasions, which didn't help his cause. And he also made a bad mistake at the second last when he pecked on landing, having looked as though he was about to travel into the lead and seal the issue. Unfortunately, he just gave way and got run out of it on the running. But prior to all those slight mishaps on the way around, I said, I thought he was quite clearly the best horse in that race that day. And back on bare ground, over a sharp track with the yard in good form, I'd go with D for Darcy here to justify his position in the market.
OK, fair enough then. That's the pick for Andy in that one. We'll go to the penultimate race now, the 5:20, 3 mile, what this one, handicap hurdle. And Never Said That leads the market with us here at 5-1. Samantha Jones, 6-1. Morning Island, 7-1. And it's 10-1 bar those. What's caught your eye here, Andy?
That's the eye here. It's quite a trappy race to sort of pin it down just to one selection. So maybe I might have a couple against the field. Certainly think if you back Samantha Jones, you're entitled to have a good run for your money here. Nicky Winters is often runs the best races from the front, and this track certainly usually plays into the hands of all that race prominently. However, I do think there's a couple of much bigger odds that are worthy of a look. One of them's Abolitionist, who has been plying its trade over mainly in recent times, but had a spin over fences the other day over a trip with way short of its best. This horse is a 3 miler through and through, and you know the fact this horse ran over 2 miles suggests he was just having a bit of a sighter first time up over the larger obstacles. But if you go back 2 starts ago, he won really comfortably at Punchestown, beating a good field. He's got his conditions again today, and he's been priced at 10-1. So Abolition is definitely worth a few. With Katie's Girl, another horse who comes in here in good form, having chased down the runaway and easy scorer down in Ballinrobe. I think that form's quite good. We've already seen the race work out really well because the fifth horse has won subsequently. So 2 against the field there at decent prices. Abolitionist, of his best trip, and Katie's Girl, who comes here off the back of a good run last time.
OK, fair enough. There we go then, a couple of picks in the penultimate race for Andy. Last race of the day is the 5:50, 2 mile 1 furlong. Run over the flat, this one, and we've got a horse called Totally Dominant at top of the market, and he is totally dominant in that market at 4-6 for William Mullins, the odds-on favourite. Is he deserving of that price, Andy?
Totally Dominant comes here off the back of a good win last time out, and he's probably the most likely winner and worthy favourite on the evidence of what we saw that day. A real strong, staying performance, 2 3/4 length victory over Lucky Pat. However, the race hasn't worked out all that well. You know, we've had 10 horses subsequently out the race, and not one of them has hit the frame, so I'd just be reluctant to back this horse up to 8-13, stroke 4-6, in a race where cases can be made out for others. And I'm going to go with Aidan O'Brien's mare, Angel Chorus, in the hands of Sarah O'Brien, who won quite nicely the other day down in Listowel, staying on really powerfully from the back of the field. It was a really good ride on that occasion from this promising rider. And part of that, chased home Pink Hat in quite a good race down in Wexford. And of course, Pink Hat ran quite well on the flat the other day. So, all things being equal, I do think Angel Chorus is the value bet here. Yeah, and I suggest you put Angel Chorus in 1 or 2 each-way doubles and trebles along the way. You've got, obviously, Angel Chorus in the last race. You've got Wandering Angus. So I tipped in the first race, Poetic Verse. And several others today. It looks as though they're all going to hit the frame. So Angel Chorus should be the linchpin of your each-way multiples in the final race.
OK, then, Angel Chorus for Andy in the last at 7-2, and plenty there for our punters to get their teeth stuck into. If you could just run us through one more time, Andy, all your selections from Bellevue on Sunday, please.
Yeah, will do, Sam. Yeah, quite a competitive day's racing, as ever, at Bellevue. eight-race card. And we start off with Poetic Lord each way in the first. Similar comments apply to Wandering Angus in the second. Vasco de Mille looks the obvious each-way option against the favourite stable companion Corton in the 320. Shield is a confident vote in the 350, but do keep your eye on Daffin Seal, particularly with the Galway plate lurking around the corner in mind. Shalasha Sally gets the vote in the 420. D for Darcy in the 450 looks a fairly solid each-way recommendation off the back of a good run last time out. Two against the field in the 520, Katie's Girl and Abolitionist. And in the final race, Angel Chorus should complete all your each-way multiple each-way doubles on what looks a competitive day's racing at Bellistown.
Excellent stuff then. There we are, the thoughts of Andy Holding on the eight-race card from Sunday at Bellistown. And don't forget, you can listen to all of those races as well as the cars from Limerick Air and Market Racing on William Hill's Racing Radio with Mark Walton, John Budden and Mark Slater. But in the meantime, I've been Sam Norris. Thank you for joining me this morning on the podcast, Andy, and I hope you enjoy the racing today.
Well, Dave, pleasure, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.